Penguin Random House Audio presents Your Dazzling Death, Poems. This is the author, Cass Donish. For Kelly Renee Caldwell, December 26th, 1988 to March 23rd, 2020. I can't confront her face to face. I must take small sips of her face through the corners of my eyes, chip away at the ice a sliver at a time. Gloria Anzaldúa. And she said it was not up to me to live without her or make the voice be single. She said every voice is needed. Brenda Hillman. A note on the title. The title of this collection is taken from Marosa Di Giorgio's The History of Violets, translated from the Spanish by Janine Marie Pitas. The question of surviving this. In my next life, since this one burned to ash that night, when you shook yourself out of the world, your touch now memory, an eyelash on the sink, your foundation and blush still behind the mirror. I live in a transformed valley, where the last flowers bloom and the last dogs eat them. I lower my mask to eat the last salmon, suck the last peach, scrape artichoke with my teeth. The wind licks my face and licks my plate clean on days I have no appetite, every day. Let me paint this entire country, the colors of your face, the last time I saw you alive. Anticipation of spring. There's something about hunger I wanted to tell you. It's impossible to know who belongs to the lake until it's drained. Admittedly, a swim was desirable and I undressed. Admittedly, I went too far. I've been minding the morning fires for nearly a year now. Say it, time has ended. Someone found us in the wrong bathroom. We were scared to death. Civilization is here with green buds beating our ears while we attend live radio shows and cover our mouths with rent garments pretending we know what to hate. I wanted to say, pour lake ice over me, kiss my blue mouth. I am drinking milk as the earth tilts. More services were suspended today. I pulled my porch sweater over the wind chill. I spoke using someone else's voice on purpose. All or none of this is accidental. I attempt a philosophy or a flower petal. See the wild violets sewn onto my eyelids. See the galaxies creased and set aside like newspapers. See the dogwood preparing to blow into pink flame. The government said, come to the town hall meeting. Make your voices heard. The government said, don't leave your homes. My lover bakes smells into the kitchen. She says, don't cry. The bread already has salt. She says to the mirror, you're beautiful, and spins around. She says, my parents won't say my name. Then she falls on the floor and says, I hate you. Good night. She says, I love you and the wild stars. She says, it's the cat I hate and the sounds in my head. Listen, the morning dove will conduct the dandelions. It seems we're all responding more or less to light. Dignity. After an earthquake, my mother would rebuild our home, change her name, give us new coordinates. See the diamond on the map. The pull-apart basin. See the flashing yellow arrows all along the San Andreas Fault. See unintegrated scenes over years, how they fell together only in how things fell apart. Love, I want you to know I saw your dead initials scrawled in dust, but even now I hear the mountain goats I sent clacking over them at dusk. We spooned out avocados beside lakes. I licked pink salt from your nape. drew the shapes of continents on your back, sounded out your new potential names until we found those syllables that tasted, you said, like honey, which tasted, you said, like having a future. When we became lovers, you searched my face as if something there could be enough to save you. Maybe we believed it for a while. Maybe it was true for a time. I know your name gave us years and gave to you a life to call your own. Now I face the sky and ache for a different end, a bluer hue, a better face. Some say my pronouns should be used for the plural only, but my dreams are singular. I see the tectonic plates shift. A humid gust slaps me hard. I taste the sweetness of you on my tongue. Your dazzling death. Dazzling as in, I'm dazed as in, a life's been raised, torn down, burned down, bulldozed, my yard a wasted expanse. Dazzled as in what dazzles can floor, can devour. Dazzled as in stupefied, stunned, in a stupor, spun, as in dire. As in my history is now on fire. As in I'm reduced to a child. Dazzled as in bewildered, helpless, sprung, unbearably tired. Dazzled as in I'm rattled, I'm rambling and tattered. Dazzling as in so bright I've been submerged in flame. Within it I come and go, I succumb to the widening gyre. As in your side of the bed is a void, your side of the bed is absence, your side of the bed is the horizon of a black hole, is horizontal, is the only presence, as I lie and stare at the wall. It's louder than the world, brighter than existence, a brighter word than bright, collapsing me into questions. Where is your poise, your twinkling voice, cutting you to the quick? Your beckoning hands with 10 moons agleam, your hair loosely braided. You are dazzling and dazzled, as in devastated. Sitting in Agen Park, Columbia, Missouri. All things live and die by starlight, under the gaze of the universe, the terrible sun covered in a thick milk mist. Before it happened, the scenery was blameless. It swayed like one of your floral dresses. Finches sang in the morning, sang before, before. What would I give to go there? What would I take? What would I do to find you and eat the fruit? These roots, where you sat then stepped away from yourself in the new moon dark, this tree is a portal to you. You exist, inaccessible, yet I imagine you, imprinted on my skin, how you breathed into my mouth, saturated my cells with vertigo. So am I the portal? Do I find you through myself? Perhaps a portal is always everywhere, waiting for me to look. I can't look everywhere. We moved in and toward each other, but now that life is suspended in sugar water, in forever, in smoky quartz. Grief Song. Bergy Seltzer is a continuous crackling frying sound that has been heard by submariners and other sailors when close to melting icebergs. Geophysical Institute. You drift at breakfast like a continent, lose an earring in your tea, the sediment of a life transfixed in geologic time. What kind of sound was heard at the hackberry tree that night? Answer, the pop and sizzle one hears as icebergs thaw, releasing air trapped deep in years. A layer of snow melt in my wine, glass now fizzing at the interface between your time, line, and mine. Agate Beach, Lopez Island.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?